revise what we learned last week and we'll start reciting from verse number 19 from Surah Al-Haqqa, Surah number 69. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
فأما
من أوتي
كتابه
بيمينه
فيقول هاؤم
أقرأ
كتابيه. Again,
فأما
من أوتي
كتابه
بيمينه
فيقول
هاؤم
أقرأ
كتابيه
إني
ظننت
أني
ملاق
حسابيه فهو
في
عيشة
راضية
في
جنة
عالية
قطوفها
دانية
كلوا
واشربوا
هنيئا
بما
أسلفتم
في
الأيام
الخالية
وأما
من
أوتي
كتابه
بشماله
فيقول
يا
ليتني
لم أوت
كتابيه
ولم
أدري
ما
حسابيه
يا ليتها
كانت
القاضية
ما
أغنى
عني
ماليه
هلك
عني
سلطانيه
فغلوا
ثم
الجحيم
صلوا
ثم
في سلسلة
ذرعها
سبعون
ذراعا
فاسلكوا
again
ثم
because this is the new ones we will repeat the new ones ثم
في في
سلسلة
سلسلة
زرعها
زرعها
سبعون
سبعون
ذراعا
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 فاسلكوه
فاسلكوه
إنه
إنه
كان
كان
لا
لا
يؤمن
يؤمن
بالله
بالله
العظيم
العظيم
ولا
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 يحض
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 على
على
طعام
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 المسكين
المسكين
أجين ولا
ولا
يحض
يحض
على
على
طعام
طعام
المسكين
المسكين
فليس
فليس
له
له
اليوم
اليوم
هاهنا
هاهنا
حميم
حميم
فليس
فليس
له
له
اليوم
اليوم
هاهنا
هاهنا
حميم
حميم
ولا
ولا
طعام
طعام
إلا
إلا
من غسلين
من غسلين
ولا طعام
ولا طعام
إلا
إلا
من
من
غسلين
غسلين
لا
لا
يأكله
يأكله
لا
لا
يأكله
يأكله
إلا
إلا
الخاطئون
الخاطئون
لا يأكله
لا يأكله
إلا
إلا
الخاطئون
الخاطئون
فلا
فلا
أقسم
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 بما
بما
تبصرون
تبصرون
وما
وما
لا
لا
تبصرون
تبصرون
إنه
إنه
لقول
لقول
رسول
رسول
كريم
كريم
وما
وما
هو
بقول
بقول شاعر
شاعر
قليلا
قليلا
ما
ما
تؤمنون
تؤمنون
وأجن يربط وما
وما
هو
بقول
شاعر
شاعر
قليلا
قليلا
ما
ما
تؤمنون
تؤمنون
ولا
ولا
بقول
بقول
كاهن
كاهن
قليلا
قليلا
ما
ما
تذكرون repeated ولا
ولا
بقول
بقول
كاهن
كاهن
قليلا
قليلا
ما
ما
تذكرون
تذكرون
تنزيل
تنزيل
من
من
ربي
ربي
العالمين
العالمين
تنزيل
تنزيل
من ربي
ربي
العالمين
العالمين
ولو
ولو
تقول
تقول
علينا
علينا
بعض
بعض
الأقاويل
الأقاويل
لأخذنا
لأخذنا
منه
منه
باليمين
باليمين
Now we will repeat again. ولا ولا No, I don't. Wala.
Wala.
Bikoli.
Bikoli.
Kahinin.
Kahinin.
Qalilan.
Qalilan.
Ma. I am repeating the same verse again. Qalilan.
Qalilan.
Ma.
Ma.
Tazakkarun.
Tazakkarun.
You didn't find it again?
I gave it to Hashim.
ولا,
ولا
بقولي كاهن قليلا
قليلا
ما
من
تذكرون
تذكرون
تنزيل
تنزيل
من
من
ربي
ربي
العالمين
العالمين
again تنزيل
تنزيل
من
من
ربي
ربي
العالمين
العالمين
ولو
ولو
تقول
تقول
علينا
علينا
بعض
بعض
next word I will divide it for you three ال
ال
أقا
أقا
ويل
ويل
ال
ال
أقا
أقا
ويل
ويل
لأخذنا
لأخذنا
منه
منه
باليمين
باليمين
ثم
ثم
لقطعنا
لقطعنا
منه
منه
الوتين
الوتين
فما
فما
منكم
منكم
من
من
أحد
أحد
عنه
عنه
حاجزين
حاجزين
وإنه
وإنه
لا تذكرة
لا تذكرة
لا تذكرة
لا تذكرة
للمتقين
للمتقين
وإنا
وإنا
لنعلم
لنعلم
أن
أن
منكم
منكم
مكذبين
مكذبين
وإنه
وإنه
لحسرة
لحسرة
على
على
الكافرين
الكافرين
وإنه
وإنه
لحق
لحق
اليقين
اليقين
فسبح
فسبح
باسمي
باسمي
ربك
ربك
العظيم
العظيم
last week if you remember sisters now we will have the meaning of what we recite from the Quran because this is the most important for the Quran is to know the meaning okay and to know the message which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending to us the Muslims when we recite this verse of the Quran as we clarified last week that this verse is related to the day of judgment and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying how those whom they follow the right path, Allah will handle to them their record in their right hand and they will be very happy and they will realize that they will be in the paradise where they will have all the blessings and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to them that the paradise is their reward because of their good deed which they did it in the worldly life and also there will be another group of people whom they will handle their book in their left hand and actually they will be very upset and they will be in a feeling of pain and sorrow and they will be under the impression oh Allah we don't want to know our account and we want actually to be dead so that you know we will not have the torment of the hellfire and they will be blaming themselves under the impression that our wealth has not availed us and our power has gone from us and at that minute Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give his command that they have to be seized and 70,000 angels will catch them and they will throw them in the blazing fire and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now I will start to first to read for you the translation of the meaning of the from verse 30 Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us read from 25 so that we will know about this group of people. I will read the translation first. Now about the other group of the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying about them in the verse number 25 in English translation. But as for him who will be given his record in his left hand, will say, I wish that I had not been given my record and that I had never known how my account is. Would that it had been my end, my death. My wealth has not availed me. My power has gone from me. It will be said, see him and fetter him, then throw him in the blazing fire, then fasten him with a chain whereof the length is 70 cubits. Verily, he used not to believe in Allah the Most Great and urged not on feeding of the poor, so no friends has he here this day, nor any food except filth from the washing of the wounds. None will eat it except the sinners, the disbelievers, and the polytheists. So I swear by whatsoever you see and by whatsoever you see not, that this is verily the word of the honored messenger Gibril. It is not the word of a poet, little is that you believe, nor is it the word of the soothsayer, or a little that you remember. This is the revelation sent down from the Lord of the mankind, the jinn, and all that exist. And if he, you Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had forged a false saying concerning us, we surely would have seized him by his right hand, and then we certainly would have cut off his life, and none of you could have withheld us from punishing him. And verily this Quran is a reminder of the bias, and verily we know that there are some among you that belie this Quran, and indeed it is this Quran will be an anguish to believers on the day of resurrection, and verily it is this Quran an absolute truth with certainty. So glorify the name of your Lord the Most Great. Now we will know the meaning, the message which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending in this verses is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning every one of us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is frightening every one of us who will recite these verses, that be aware and try not to be from those whom they will be given their record in their left hand, because their situation will be very difficult. As soon as they will their book will be handled to them, they will be under the impression that, oh Allah, I don't want to know my account, I want to die now. I realized now that my wealth has not availed me and my power has gone from me. But in spite of this feeling of sorrow and feeling of upset, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will start his punishment, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give a command to 70,000 of the angels, whom they will seize him and they will throw him in the blazing fire, where a chain of a length of 70 cubits will be around his body, so that this is to give the impression that there is no escape from the hellfire. He is in the hellfire inside a chain. 70, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, cubits length. Okay, very, very long one, which is around all his body. Try only to think, sisters, of this situation. Someone whom he is in a very big chain around all his body, and then 70,000 angels will seize him and throw him in the blazing fire eternally. Eternally. Everyone has to realize this reality. Allah is saying the truth. This is the truth. All praise to Allah, that Allah is informing us, so that when I recite this verse today, and I was having a plan today to spoil my day, for example, to go to the Galleria, then the time of Dhuhr, Dhuhr prayer will come. I will not pray Dhuhr prayer. I am busy. I want to enjoy the day today. Asr prayer also I will not pray. Maybe Maghrib prayer. I am already tired. So today no prayer, no problem. And also with this no prayer, I will meet one of the sister and will keep on backbiting. Okay, the other sister. This is another sin. Yes, all the days full of sins. Okay, subhanallah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, He sent me to the masjid today to recite this verse and to realize the reality that if I will keep my life on that pattern, my destination will be a chain of 70 cubes length around all my body, and the angels will throw me in the hellfire. So, oh Allah, I don't want this destination, eternal destination. Oh Allah, today I will change all my plans, and I will change my plan of life. I will not spoil my day. The most important for me when I plan to go out, the most important for me is to be sure that I will pray my prayers in time, and also that I will have the best manners. I will be always in the best shape, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded me to be in. If there are some people, you know, whom they are backbiting the others, or lying, or whatever, showing off, oh Allah, I will try my best not to be with those people, oh Allah. Because of this few verse of Surah Al-Haqqa, I decided that I will try my best all the time, you know, not to make the hellfire my final destination. When you will ask a true believer, what is your goal of this life? Inshallah, she is supposed to tell you, my goal of all my worldly life is inshallah to have the paradise as my final destination, and to avoid having the hellfire as my final destination. As believer, this has to be the goal of my life. When you tell me, Sister Mona, what is the best goal you are looking for in your life? Are you looking to own that house, or to have this amount of wealth, or to own that car, or to have that qualification, or your kids will marry that very rich, your daughter will marry that rich person, or your daughter will be the best pediatrician, or this and that? I tell you, no, sister. These are not my goals of this life. All praise to Allah. I recite the Quran. I got the message. I learned the message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me with the truth. My goal of this life is to live it as a test, so that the paradise will be my final destination. My goal of this life is to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower me with His mercy in this life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make for me always an outlet from every trial which I have it in this life, until inshallah I will fulfill the goal of my creation, and I worship Allah in the best shape in all my deeds and my saying, and then inshallah the paradise will be my final destination, where my real life will start. I am looking, and I have my goal for an eternal life, not for few years in this test, which only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know when it will finish. Maybe I will die tonight. How I will have the worldly life as a goal, in spite of the fact I don't know how long I will live in this worldly life. I am not that kind of person. All praise to Allah. I live with the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the Quran my way of my life. So my goal is the eternal. I am looking for the eternal, for the persistent, for the real happiness. I am looking to live with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His paradise. So this is my goal from this life. And when someone will tell you why you are so consistent with your goal, you tell them, because of the verses of the Quran which I learn. All praise to Allah. He make me to learn, and there are a lot of Muslims that they don't learn, and they don't know. They are confused. They are living wrong life. They are under the impression that they are good Muslims. In reality, they don't know anything about the truth. May Allah guide all the Muslims. Okay, so then that person whom you know will be thrown in the hellfire, okay, it will be clarified to him why he had this final destination. Allah is clarifying in verse number 33, verily he used not to believe in Allah the Most Great. Actually, sister, some of the Muslims, when they recite this verse, they say, oh, all praise to Allah, we are believing in Allah. Believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a word you say it by your tongue. Okay, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a belief in your heart, and then it has to be translated in a form of deeds to be done. This is the definition of believe in Allah. The belief, al-iman ma waqara fil qalb wa saddaqahu al-amal. Believe is a feeling inside your heart, then you prove it with your deeds. If you don't have good deeds, okay, this means that your belief was not real. Because there are many Muslims, when you ask them, are you praying in time, sister? She will tell you, no, I am not praying in time. Some of them are not praying at all. Okay, when you tell her, sister, did you try to come to the mosque to attend classes? No, 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 I don't like it much. Okay, because I am always busy with my worldly issues. Okay, no problem. Sister, did you are you trying to live close to Muslims and trying to obey the commands of Allah? In reality, sometimes I feel it is difficult for me. But I have very strong belief in my heart. My sister, my friend, sister, you are cheating and deceiving yourself only. You are the only one deceived by your words. The belief is good deeds. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Belief is good deeds. You do good deeds, you are a believer. You don't do good deeds, you are never a believer, whatever words you say. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot live Islam by words. We cannot be Muslim, none is coming to the masjid. None is reciting Quran, none knows the message, none has good deeds, none has good manners. But we love Islam and we live Islam through our hearts. Total deceiving. Deceiving not for Allah. Allah is not in need of anyone. Deceiving of the others. Others are not deceived because no one cares for anyone in our days now. Everyone is very selfish in reality. Okay, so you are only deceiving yourself. Okay, so if someone, sister, will come and tell me, sister Mona, I love Islam, I love the masjid, I love everything, but unfortunately I cannot come, I cannot learn, I cannot recite. I will tell her, may Allah guide you. Inside the spirit of myself, I will tell what a loser you are. I will not tell her any word. Because she has a mind. She is thinking that she wants me to tell her, MashaAllah, MashaAllah, I believe you. What is the importance of Sister Mona? Sister Mona is more poor than you. Sister Mona is in need of every good deed. Why am I running day and night? I am running day and night from masjid to masjid because I am looking for good deeds. I am worried. Maybe all what I am doing will not help me to be in the paradise. So I am trying my best to get good deeds. So if you come and tell me, I am very religious, I love Allah, I am a true believer, but no good deeds, I will not answer. I will tell her, may Allah help you. Leave the masjid. Go and run in the worldly life. Be busy with the worldly life. But I am very sorry for you in reality. You are deceiving only yourself. She is under the impression that me, Sister Mona, I will go and say that sister so and so, mashallah, is very good, but oh, sister, she doesn't have time to come to the masjid. What is the importance of me? She is under the impression that now she gives me very good impression about her. I am nothing. All of you are nothing. Only Allah and yourself. You think that you can deceive Allah? I am very sorry. You are only deceiving yourself. So, sisters, let us be realistic. Okay, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who creates you from some water and some mud. You will tell him, oh Allah, I love you, but I don't have time for you. This is your reality. So don't deceive me. Deceive yourself, because in the day of judgment, all our life will be a scene. This scene will come on the day of judgment. And those sisters whom they are not around, under the impression that, oh Allah, we were very busy, when Allah will clarify to them, verse number 31, 32, 33, 34 were mentioned in Surah Al-Mu'mineen in Houston in 1st of November. Why you didn't attend? They will tell him, oh Allah, we have very good intention, but we were very busy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get their seed. They were not busy. This is the reality. It is not a game. Life is not a game with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can stand in front of Him on the Day of Judgment and tell Him anything. Then He is the most merciful. Then He will forgive me. No! Why some people, they have to live all their lives under the rules of the Quran, and other people, they don't have any rules in their life, then they will be equal on the Day of Judgment. This is not the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that those whom they dedicated their life for the sake of to follow the rules of Allah, and for the sake of Allah, they must be rewarded. And those whom their Islam is just words by tongue, they must be punished. This is the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Muslim wants to know the justice and to learn it, well and good. If they don't want to learn it now in the worldly life, well and good. They will learn it when it will be too late, when they will be judged by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every scene will be, you know, in front of everyone. There is no way to escape the reality with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to say that I am a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I am never doing good deeds, you are not a believer. If you are a believer, your belief has to be translated to good deeds. There is no excuse for that rule. This is the rule of the Quran. Okay? So there are Muslims included in this verse, not believing in Allah. Okay? And they are not feeding the poor. Okay, feeding the poor sisters, this means not to give only the charity, to feel the feeling of the poor. Okay, if you are a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will believe that Allah is the rich and all of us are poor. So you will be always under the feeling that, you know, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today give me a good amount of wealth, it is not mine. It is Allah's wealth. Maybe today, tomorrow I will lose it. And look around you, what is going on nowadays, you know, with this stock market. The very rich people become very poor. You see what happens? People lost thousands, millions of dollars. And in one day, they become poor. This is the proof that the only rich is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is His wealth. He took it back in one day from whoever He likes. This is Allah, so there is no poor. When you give to the others whom at a time they are in need, maybe I will be the one tomorrow in need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is checking me. When I will give tomorrow inshallah, if I am in need, Allah will send for me someone to give me. This is the test of the worldly life. Everything is owned by Allah. We don't own anything. But Allah is distributing. To check. When Mona have, she will give or not. Okay? This is the meaning of feeding the poor. So don't feel that you are... So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that because of his manners, that he was not believing in Allah in reality and not feeding the poor, he doesn't have anyone on the Day of Judgment. No one will intercede for him on the Day of Judgment. Okay, and accordingly, what will be his food? His food will be the washing of the wounds. You see, sisters, in our worldly life, when you look to any wound, you get very upset. You know, when the wound is opened and blood and, you know, plasma and all of this, you tell to yourself, this is, you know, disgusting. I don't want to look to the wound. They will eat the wound. This will be their food. Eternal life. You see, this is the importance of the Quran. The Quran will always, you know, make you... I think so. This will be their food. The food will be actually the washing of the wound. And actually the food is also worse than this. We will learn more about the food of the hellfire more in detail, inshallah, in other classes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this is the food of the sinners, the disbelievers, and the polytheists. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the end. Regarding those whom they will be handled their book in the left hand. Okay, they will have eternal life in the hellfire and they will eat, their food will be the wound, they will have no friend. Okay, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that, you know, they will be in that chain all the time in the hellfire. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, He is clarifying about the Quran, about the reality of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, so I swear by whatsoever you see and by whatsoever you see not, this is the unseen. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by what we see and by the unseen to clarify and to prove and to remind that the Quran is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jibreel was the one who conveyed the message, but the message is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying in verse number 41, because actually Allah is clarifying all of this because the people at the time... So at the time when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was revealing the message to his people, you know, they were always trying to refuse it. So they were saying, you know, he is the one who writes the Quran. He is the one, it is the word of a poet, okay? And he is the soothsayer, okay? They were trying by all the means, you know, to give the impression that this book is not from Allah, the God, okay? So that the people will not believe in it. They were against the Quran, against Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because this was against their own wealth. They were getting a lot of wealth through keeping the people to worship the idols. Okay, so they were against the Quran, because if the people will believe in the Quran, they will not worship the idols, and accordingly, that people of Mecca, they will lose their wealth. So it was for the sake of their wealth that they were all the time trying to prove that the Quran is not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing, okay, that it is in verse number 43, this is the revelation sent down from the Lord of the mankind, jinn, and all that exist. This is the Quran. Okay? And then, you see, I want you, sisters, to evaluate how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very critical with the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of the mankind, the one beloved, the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is saying that even if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he added anything to that Quran, okay, we will seize him. You see? So that no one will say anyone about the Quran. Even Prophet Muhammad. So that everyone, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, will be warned. Don't say any word about the Quran. Because even if Prophet Muhammad will say any word, Allah will seize him, then Allah will kill him. Allah is clarifying. And so long that Allah didn't kill him at the time of revelation, this means the Quran is 100% from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no addition from Prophet Muhammad or Jibreel or anyone to it. Then Allah again is clarifying about the Quran. Verily the Quran is a reminder for the pious. And verily we know that there are some among you that belie the Quran. Even until today, there are some people whom they belie the Quran. Okay? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that indeed the Quran, okay, will be an anguish for the disbeliever, upset, severe upset for the disbeliever on the day of judgment. Because on the day of judgment, the Quran will raise the believers and the Quran will make the disbeliever down. Okay, so it will be the source of their upset and deep sorrow on the day of judgment. This is the meaning of this verse. And verily the Quran is an absolute truth with certainty. This is, you know, has to be clear for everyone. If you want to know the truth in our worldly life, this is the only book of truth in this worldly life. Okay? And at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the believers to glorify the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who revealed this book, the creator, the owner, the planner, the sustainer, the master of everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us now... Inshallah, recite Surah Al-Haqqa from the start to the end 3 times. Then, inshallah, we can move to next. Okay. A'udhu billahi mina. I will recite and you recite after me, inshallah. A'udhu billahi mina shaitan al-rajim.
A'udhu billahi min
الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الحاقة
الحاقة
ما الحاقة
ما الحاقة
وما
وما
أدراك
أدراك
ما
ما
الحاقة
الحاقة
كذبت
كذبت
ثمود
ثمود
وعاد
وعاد
بالقارعة
بالقارعة
فأما
فأما
ثمود
ثمود
فأهلكوا
فأهلكوا
بالطاغية
بالطاغية
وأما
وأما
عاد
عاد
فأهلكوا
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 I want you when you feel that there is a difficult word to divide it. Don't recite it wrong, okay? Because it will be always wrong. I will write for you now when you feel that there is a long word, how you can divide it into many words so that it will be easy for you. Okay, there are many words in this surah, in Surah Al-Haqqa, which I provided for you now, every word, so that inshallah it will be easy for you to recite it correctly. Okay? Don't just follow how I am reciting it, you know, because this is, I am an Arabic tongue. But, so now, فَأُهْلِكُ. This is fa. This is a. Ha. Leku. Okay? Now, for you to have it one time is not easy. Okay, so now we have to divide it. Okay, how I will divide it? I will look to the word Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. فَأُهْلِكُوا بِالطَّاغِيَةِ. I cannot find it. Oh yes, this is it is fa. This is hamza. Fa with fatha. Okay. O. This is dhamma. Okay. The ha. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is having a sukoon. Rahman Rahim. For how you will recite a word, any Arabic word more than four letters, don't recite it once. Okay? Try to look for sukoon. When you find the sukoon, divide. Okay, so now I find the sukoon, and this is a long Arabic word, so I will say fa'oh like this. I will say fa'oh, then I will look for the letter after the sukoon. The letter after the sukoon is having a kasra. Okay, so I will say fa'oh liku. فأه ليكو. So I want you now to recite it as I recite it. فأه فا. Okay. أه ليكو. فا. أه ليكو. So when you want to recite it, you recite the first half. فأه Yalla, all of us together. Fa-oh.
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 Li-ku.
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 Fa-oh. Li-ku.
Fa-oh.
Li-ku. What is the problem?
This is you don't say fa-oh.
This is kef.
Aha, that's
right. Okay. فَأُهْلِكُ.
فَأُهْلِكُ.
فَأُهْلِكُ. Always try. When you have long word, you know to recite it like this. فَأُهْلِكُ. Yes, this is very good. Sit down and give him them. Okay. فَأُهْلِكُ بِالطَّاغِيَةِ.
فَأُهْلِكُ.
Bilta. Again, I want you to learn when you have the letter ba at the start of any Arabic word. Again, for you, you know, it is not easy to, you know, to recite it once. Okay, always try to separate the ba. So first say the ba. Okay, then al-ta-ghiyah. So this is Al-Taghiyah. When you recite the Arabic Quran, recite it inside yourself first and then pronounce it loudly. When you recite it inside yourself, try to divide it. So whenever you find the ba, separate the ba. Okay, and then read the word without the ba. Ba Al-Taghiyah Bil-Taghiyah. Okay, but to recite it once still it is not easy for you. Okay, so it will be Bil-Taghiyah. طاغية. Or you can say ب ألف لام بن طاغية. You can divide. Either you have the ب alone and the whole word separated, or you have the ب with the ألف لام and the rest of the word separated. Either you say ب الطاغية or بل طاغية. بل طاغية. Okay, so all of us together. بل طاغية.
بل طاغية.
بل طاغية.
بل طاغية.
وأما.
وأما.
عاد.
عاد.
I want you to recite the next word. I will not recite it.
Okay.
The next one.
عادو فحولكو. No فحو.
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 You see, فأهلكو.
فأهلكو.
You see, this is the point which I want you to take care of it. فأهلكو.
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 بريح.
بريح.
صرصر.
صرصر.
عاتية.
عاتية.
سخرها.
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 عليهم.
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 سبعة.
سبعة.
ليال.
ليال.
وثمانية.
وثمانية.
Again, when you notice that word, the ثمانية is long divided. Okay, it will be وثمانية.
وثمانية.
أيام.
أيام.
حسوما.
حسوما.
فترى.
فترى.
القوم.
القوم.
فيها.
فيها.
صرعى.
صرعى.
كأنهم.
كأنهم.
أعجاز.
أعجاز.
نخل.
نخل.
خاوية.
قاوية.
فهل.
فهل.
ترى.
ترى.
لهم.
لهم.
من.
من.
باقية.
باقية.
وجاء.
وجاء.
فرعون.
فرعون.
ومن.
ومن.
قبله.
قبله.
و.
Wow.
Now we will write the next word. Until I write it for you, I want you to try to recite it. Okay? Now this word, Bismillah ar-Rahim. First I have the waw. Okay, it is wa. Then when I look to the word, I notice that it is a long word. So I will not be able to recite it once. So I want to divide it. Where I will divide it? I will divide it at the sukun. Okay, so it will be al-mu. This is mim, and this is hamza. Wal-mu. Wal-mu. I will recite like this. Wal-mu. This is part one. Wal-mu-ta-fi-ka-tu. So I have now two parts. Part one and part two. Part one is as that when the sukun, when I noted the sukun, wa-a-le-mu. Wa, so I want you to repeat with me. Walmu.
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 Tafikatu.
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 Walmu. Tafikatu.
Walmu. Tafikatu.
Again, the next word is. Who will recite for me the next word? Okay, I want you to. بالخاطئة. بس ما شاء الله, you recited once. This is very good. You put the جيم instead of the خاء, no problem. But just you can recite it very. Okay, بالخاطئة.
بالخاطئة.
Okay, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فعصوا. Number 10. فعصوا.
فعصوا
رسول
رسول
رب be him.
Rabbi him.
Now, Sister Muhiba, can you recite for me the next word?
Where are we?
The other word.
Rahum.
Very good.
Akazan.
Hmm?
Robiya.
Robiya. Okay, keep on.
Inna. Lama. Toga. Almohu. Hamunakum. Fi. Aljaria.
Okay, keep on.
Linaj halaha. Lakum. Tasakaratan. Wata. Wata hiyaha hauzunu huzunu.
Very good.
Wahiya.
Wahiya. Okay, keep on.
Faiza nufqa. Nufiqa fi al-suri nufqatun.
Wahida. Okay.
Wahumi Latin.
Aywa.
Ali Ross. Ali Haridu.
Aywa.
Wal Jibalu.
Okay.
Vadu Katan.
Okay.
Da Katan. Wahida. Fayao Mohidin. Wako. Wakati ali wakia.
Jazakallah khair. Can you continue or not? Okay. Who, what's the name? Can you read?
Okay.
Can you give me?
Is it one?
One shakhati. You are 16. Here. One shakati.
Washakatis Samo.
Very good.
Fahia.
Very good.
Omoizin.
Aywa.
Wahia. Wahia. Oh, is that the end of it? Waiya.
Okay.
Walmo lahu.
Very good.
Ala aricha hiha waya hamilu.
Excellent.
Arsha rabika Fau kahum.
Very good.
Yao moizin.
Samania. I was doing very good. Take care of the dots.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yao moizin. Tuharaduna. La takfa.
Okay.
Minkum. Kafia.
Very good. Keep on.
Fahamma.
Okay.
Man. Utiya.
Very good.
Kitabahu. Biyami nihi fayakulu mankum
ha'um
a'um kirahu
ukrahu
kitabia inni zonnotu.
Very good.
Ani ulaki mulakin isabia fawa fi shatin Rodia.
Where is the alif? All of you forget about the alif. Rodia.
Rodia.
Okay, but mashallah, you are in a totally different level. Mashallah. I know you at the start. It was recorded.
Yes. That's right.
This is the recording. MashaAllah, you are at a different level, improving very well, MashaAllah. Keep on two or three verses. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَضِيَةٍ
21.
Now we will start 22. فِي جَنَّةٍ
عَلِيَةٍ
فِي جَنَّةٍ عَلِيَةٍ. Okay, keep on.
فِي جَنَّةٍ عَلِيَةٍ.
Okay.
Utu. Fuha.
Okay.
Adania.
Okay. Last one. You read another verse. And
Kulu.
Kulu.
Kulu. Washra.
Yes.
Washrabu. Han. Ani. Ani habima.
No. Ania.
Ani. No. Aniham. Aniham bima.
أيوة هنيئا بما
أسلفتم في الأيام
keep on the last word
الأيام حال جالية.
Again, your problem is Gadim and Al-Khaliya.
Al-Khaliya.
I want you to be sure you make the game Kha. Sister Khadija, I know your level. We are with the beginners. Okay, please verify it. Keep on.
Wa mumun
Khaliya.
Wa amma. Wa amma.
Mun.
Utiya.
Okay.
Kitaba u. Bishimo li'i.
Bishimali.
Bishimo li'i. Fayakulu. Ya laitani. Lam. Uta. Kita.
Very good.
Walam Adri Mo Isabia.
Very good.
Ya Laita A.
Okay.
Ka Kanot Aliko Dia.
Very good.
Mo Agno Ani.
Okay.
Molia.
Jazakallah khair. MashaAllah. Very good. Okay. Anam.
Samona.
Yes, go ahead.
Halaka. Aya. Ani. So, ta, niya, ta niya, ha, hu, no, hudu fi
Okay, recite with me because I will give the recorder to any one of you now suddenly. Okay?
Khuduhu
fa'ghullu.
Fa'ghullu.
Okay?
Tu.
Summa.
Tu. Lu.
Summa. Summa.
Su. Tu. Tu ma. Kajama.
Al-Jahima. Al-Jahima.
Summa.
Al-Jahima.
Al-Jahima.
Okay.
So, sa.
Very good.
Lu.
Sa
lu.
Okay.
Tuma.
Okay.
Si.
Okay. Sil-Latin.
Sil-Latin.
Daro.
Daro. I don't know.
Daroha. Keep on with me.
Daroha.
Sab'una. All of us together, sister. Sab'una.
Sab'una.
Ziran.
Ziranam.
Fasluku.
Fasluku.
Again, the word fasluku, I will clarify to you in details because it is a long word. You know, when you will find the word fasluku, now you have again the fa at the beginning. This is fa. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Then alif. Okay, fa is having a fatha. Then the alif is having a fatha also. Then the sin is having the sukoon. So I will say fas. This is part one. Fas. Then I will look to the rest of the word. The lamb is having here a dhamma. Fasluku. So I want you always to divide. When you notice that the word is very long, okay, I will look for the sukoon. When I find the sukoon, I divide the word into two parts. Okay, this is fasluku. All of us together, fasluku. Fasluku. We will repeat the verse again. Summa.
Zumma.
Fi. Silsilatin.
Silsilatin.
Zaruha.
Zaruha.
Sab'una.
Sab'una.
Zira'an.
Zira'an.
Fasluku.
Fasluku.
Innahu.
Innahu.
Kana.
Kana.
La.
La.
Yu'minu.
يؤمنوا
بالله العظيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فليس له اليوم
فَلَيْسَ
always separate the fa. Say first the word laysa, then fa laysa.
Okay, فَلَيْسَ لَهُل
لَهُل لَهُل.
I was not supposed to pronounce this
No, لَهُ الْيَوْمَ. This is the word الْيَوْمَ. Okay, I will write for her the, you know, the ayah, because maybe it is not clear until all of you find the ayah. Okay, the ayah is like this, you know, it is like this. Fa, fa laysa. This is fa. You know, whenever you find the fa or the waw, okay, always pronounce it separated. Fa, then the next word is la, ye, sa. So it will be fa, laysa, lahu, lahu, then al-yawma. This is totally separate word. Al-yawma is today, or that day, or this day. Okay? Fa, laysa, lahu, lahu is that person. That person, on that day, he doesn't have except that food. Okay? This is, you know, so it is fa, laysa, lahu, al-yawma. Okay, فليس له اليوم. بسم الله. ها هنا.
ها هنا.
ها هنا. حميم.
حميم.
ولا.
ولا.
طعام.
طعام.
إلا.
إلا.
من.
من.
غيث. I want you. You know when there is with kasra, try to pronounce the kas. Ghislin.
Ghislin.
La.
La.
Ya'kuluhu.
Ya'kuluhu.
La.
La.
Ya'kuluhu.
Ya'kuluhu.
Illa.
Illa.
Al-kha-ti'un.
Al-kha-ti'un.
To pronounce the alif, you know, which is in between the words. You know, this stick is alif, so it will be al-kha-ti-un.
Al-kha-ti-un.
Fala.
Fala.
Uqsimu.
Uqsimu.
Bima.
Bima.
Tubsirun.
Tubsirun.
Wama.
Wama.
La.
La.
Tubsirun.
Tubsirun.
Innahu.
إنه
لقول
لقول
رسول
رسول
كريم
كريم
وما
وما
هو
هو
بقول
بقول
شاعر
شاعر
قليلا
قليلا
ما
ما
تؤمنون
تؤمنون
ولا
ولا
بقولي
بقولي
كاهن
كاهن
قليلا
قليلا
ما
ما
تذكرون
تذكرون
تنزيل
تنزيل
من
من
ربي
ربي
العالمين
العالمين
ولو
ولو
تقول
تقول
علينا
بعض
بعض الأقاويل
الأقاويل.
Again, I want you to learn, you know, this rule, you know, about this word which it having alif, lam, alif. You know, when you have alif, lam, and another alif. This is the word al aqawil. How you will pronounce it? When I look here and I find alif, lam, alif, I will divide it. It will be alif, lam, then alif. I divide it. I take this group, 1, 2, 3, I make two together and the alif alone. This alif, I will take it separate. So it will be al-a-qa-wil. Al-a-qa-wil. Whenever you find al-alif, it is called alif, lam, alif. When I find this combination, three letters, I must divide it. Alif, lam, this is al. Then that alif, I put it separate with the rest of the word. So it will be al, a, qawil. Okay, so when you recite this word, try always to divide, inshallah. I will give you many words like this, inshallah, next week. Okay, so al-aqawil.
Al-aqawil.
La-akhazna.
La-akhazna.
Again, I want you to look to that. This la-akhazna. Okay, how it is written. Okay, it is written like this. Like this, you know, lam, alif, like this. Again, okay, this is difficult for you. You divide it. Sister, please look to the board. Okay, so it will be la, this is la. Then, akhazna. Whenever the lam is in whenever the lam is with the alif, do you separate them? Because when you look, it is la, akhazna. This is la'akhazna. It is difficult for you. When I look to the hamza above the alif, I tell to myself, this is lam, I must separate it. So it will be la'akhazna. When I will pronounce it, I will say la'akhazna. Okay, this is how to make it easy. La'akhazna. Okay, let us recite it together. La'akhazna.
La'akhazna.
Minhu.
Minhu.
Bil-yamin. Again, bih. Bih is separated. Then I recite the word al-yamin. So I will say bi al-yamin. Bil-yamin. Okay, all of us together. Bil-yamin.
Bil-yamin.
Thumma.
Thumma.
Laqatana.
Laqatana.
Minhu.
Minhu.
Al-watin.
Al-watin.
Fama.
Fama.
Minkum.
Minkum.
Min.
Min.
Ahadin.
Ahadin.
Anhu.
Anhu.
Hajidin.
Hajidin.
Wa.
Wa.
Inna. ratun.
La tazkiratun.
Lil muttaqin.
Lil muttaqin.
Wa inna.
Wa inna.
Lana'lamu.
Lana'lamu.
Anna.
Anna.
Minkum.
Minkum.
Mukadzibin.
Mukadzibin.
Wa innahu.
Wa innahu.
La hasratun.
La hasratun.
Ala.
Ala.
Al-kafirin.
Al-kafirin.
Wa innahu.
Wa innahu.
La haqqu.
La haqqu.
Al-yaqin.
Al-yaqin.
Fasabbih.
Fasabbih.
Bismi.
Bismi.
Rabbika.
Rabbika.
Al-azim.
Al-azim.
You will have a homework again. You will write Surah Al-Haqqa one time or Surah Al-Haqqa 25 verse. I want you to write it. No, from 1 to 25 once.
Oh, okay.
You write the whole surah one. Because you know, when you write it, you will say, A-le-ha-qa-tu. This is the best way. So long we are still alive. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Oh Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all love in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Oh Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Oh Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. Oh Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor.
Amen.
From a change in your protection.
Amen.
From your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds.
Amen.
Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments.
Amen.
Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell.
Amen.
And from the torment of the grave.
Amen.
And from the trials in lifetime and after death.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and your favors upon our Prophet Muhammad and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely.
Amen.
And to all of you, inshallah.